Welcome to the Food and Farming Podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Welcome everybody to the AHDB Food and Farming Podcast. I'm Amy Hughes, one of the Senior Knowledge Exchange Managers in the Beef and Lamb Engagement Team, and I am delighted to be joined by Dallas Mount this evening from Ranch Management Consultants in America. Welcome, Dallas.
Thanks, Amy. Excited to be with you.
Oh, no, it's great to have you here. So we have just launched the AHDB Roots Resilience Programme today, which is terribly exciting. And to kick that programme off, you are coming over to the UK to deliver the first 3 days effectively of your Ranching for Profit course.
That's right. Yeah, we're excited to be crossing the pond to come hang out with you guys and work with some UK farmers on the principles we've been teaching for 40 years over here. So we're thrilled to be coming. I'm actually bringing my family with me and we're going to tie in some sightseeing and some touring. So we're just so excited.
Oh, awesome. I would wish for you like a white Christmas whilst you're over here, but that would really scupper our plans. Like, we'd never get you out of London, would we, if that happened? So yeah. No snow. We'll get some fake stuff.
We get plenty of white Christmases over here. It might be nice to not have one.
That's fine. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good to know. We're going to have a chat through yourself, Dallas, and sort of your background and Ranch Management Consultants and the course, Ranching for Profit, and where that's all come from, and then sort of dig a little bit deeper into what the course aims to sort of achieve and help people with. So do you just want to start by giving us a bit about your background and what you've been involved with?
Sure, yeah. So for the last 25 years, I've been working with farmers and ranchers, mostly in the Western United States, on business management around the farm and ranch. A lot of focused around economics, finance, but then over time learned you better understand the grazing and the grass and the livestock side of it. And so dove into that quite a bit. And then the last, 15 years once I kind of understood some of the nuances, it is really gravitated towards the human side of farming and ranching, and understand that, you know, navigating the relationships between the people, the business management in terms of decision making structure, how do you really empower people to lead these awesome businesses and get the best out of them? So that's been kind of my take. I worked for the University of Wyoming for about 17 years in that role. And through that, developed a ranch management school. Myself and a colleague did that, and we taught that school for about 10 years through the university. And it was a 7-day course for ranchers that we'd bring in and have them with us. It was really neat. But while we were doing that, we were kind of watching Ranching for Profit. Right? So I was outside. I wasn't involved with the company at that point. And we were always kind of looking over the fence at what they were doing. Ranching for Profit was kind of the big name on the block of people doing this kind of work in the States. And so I finally scraped up the money and time and enrolled in the class myself as a student. And when I went and attended it, I was just blown away. The quality of the content that Ranching for Profit was teaching to me was light years ahead of where we were as a university system. And I really wanted to be a part of it. So I approached the instructor, Dave Pratt, at the time was running the company and teaching the class. And I said, I want to come to work for you. I want to, you know, do this. And he kind of blew me off, right? I was a crazy student, you know, coming up to him in class, you know, and he's like, get away from me, you crazy person. He doesn't remember this, so he probably wouldn't say it. But then a couple years later, I actually hired Dave to come to Wyoming and do a week's worth of work with me. And we got to know each other. And then he invited me to come teach with him. And so I started, while I was working with the university, I was moonlighting teaching for Ranching for Profit. And then after doing that for 3 or 4 or 5 years, he and I started the conversations about buying the company from him. He was ready to step aside. And so I'm the third owner of Ranch Management Consultants. That's the company that owns, that teaches the Ranching for Profit. We've been going, this is our 40th year teaching ranchers. And wow. I'm really thrilled to carry it on and to keep this this awesome collection of knowledge and principles and information that we're putting in front of people. Last year, we put a little over 500 people through Ranching for Profit over here. We did 12 7-day schools in the States and in Canada. And then we also run a program called Executive Link, which maybe you and I can talk about later. But we've got about 150 businesses that are members of our EL program. So we have pretty broad reach. We work in probably about 20 different states. the Canada, in Mexico as well. So a lot of across a lot of different environments, from, you know, people who get 80 inches of precipitation a year to people who get 6 inches of precipitation. Right. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's that was something I was going to touch on, actually, because when you and I first had a conversation about you coming over here, you mentioned that you have a real range of businesses, don't you? From, you know, well-established sort of family farms, quite big farms, to guys just starting out. You know, just talk us through a little bit about that and how it sort of applies across everybody. It's not really systems-based, you know, specific to a system, is it?
Yeah, right. So, I mean, I would say kind of our main client is the multi-generational family farmer ranch, right? So it's the person who's maybe second to fifth to sixth generation on a farm. That's probably 70% of our client group that we're working with are those people. However, a chunk, maybe 70 might be an overestimate, maybe more like 60, a larger and growing piece of our client group are people who are just starting out. And some of them, I mean, some of them just started yesterday, right? I mean, they're, you know, maybe left a job somewhere, or maybe they're just striking out on their own, and they said, hey, I want to farm a ranch. And so they might have leased, you know, some land to create a land base, and then they're building a business from scratch. Oftentimes, you know, using other people's money to grow that business, right? Whether it's running other people's livestock, or, you know, leasing land and custom grazing, leasing cows, sheep, what have you. So we've got a big swath of businesses that might, you know, one business might have $20 million under assets under management, and the business sitting beside them might have, you know, $20,000 of assets under management that they're running. And they're both using the same principles to lead and guide and grow their businesses, but doing so on a very different scale.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, you've been doing it for 40 years, and the course is world renowned. You know, we've kept the whole Roots to Resilience program under wraps pretty much until today. There's a few people that knew about it, but people had seen it on social media and seen that you were coming to, as the kickoff, were coming to do this course. And my phone was going berserk. They were like, how'd I book? You know, it was absolutely, people know about this course. And, you know, what is it that makes this course so special, because it is special, for the want of sounding really cheesy, like, why do people want to do this course so badly? What does it offer people?
I appreciate that. Oh man, I you know, and the credit goes to the people that came before me that designed this thing, but what they've built is, it's something that really taps into, you know, who are we? Why do we want to farm a ranch? What are the underlying reasons why we want to do this? Examining those reasons, and then challenging all the assumptions that we bring to farming and ranching, and doing that in a way that's, I mean, it's not about beating ourselves up or about putting ourselves down. It's really about finding ways to empower ourselves to create these mm-hmm. businesses that we want. And I think what we find is a lot of the people that come to the school, I mean, you leave the class charged up and excited with what you feel like, or, man, I finally got a roadmap of what I'm going to do and how I'm going to create this thing. Right. And I don't know. And then being around other people that are feeling that way. Right. I'm sure it's different over there, but here in the States, a lot of farmers and ranchers surround, you know, the people that are surrounding you are a lot of, oh gosh, you can't do that here. It never works. You know, it's kind of,
that's a lot not of different over here. That's exactly the same over here. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really a bummer to be around that all the time. And if you can find a group of people that are driven, that are moving forward, and, you know, that are motivated and, you know, it's kind of like, hey, I finally found my team, my crew, right? And mm-hmm. and let's go. And I'm optimistic the people that are going to come to the class are going to be of that same attitude over there. And right, we're gonna have a lot of fun together and dive in. So I don't know. I think the way that Dave Pratt and Stan Parsons built this thing, it's an amazing set of curriculum that really, you know, you're digging in, you're challenging those paradigms, you're having meaningful conversations with the people that are in class, you're examining, you know, all these different strategies that you can build. So I guess I don't have an easy answer for the question, but you just got to come and experience it, because it's like nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely. And like the knowing your why you're farming and what you're trying to achieve, you say it out loud and it sounds a bit ridiculous, doesn't it? Because farming is such a difficult job. that you wouldn't think that anybody would do it just for the sake of doing it, but it does happen, doesn't it? You know, whether that's down to family pressures or, you know, pressure to keep the farm in the business or whatever the reason is, I see it more and more. People are in farming and they either don't really know why they're doing it or what they're trying to achieve, or they actually don't want to be farming, which is even more sad. So it's so, but it doesn't get spoken about, not over here anyway, very much. We speak about the technical, you know, how to improve your soils, how to improve your swards, your breeding, etc., etc., and the people side of it. Without that, you're fairly stuffed, aren't you? Like, there's just no point.
Yeah, there really isn't. So when you start examining those questions, right, what's the purpose of the farm and ranch? Right. Are we just carrying it on with the hopes that the next generation might want to do the same? Well, that's not very motivating, right?
Nope. I mean,
what are we here to build? What are we here to create? You know, is it about, you know, creating healthy food to feed people? Is it about taking care of the land and, you know, providing, you know, the environment for other things to be there, right? Is it about these communities that we live in, right? And providing that service. So really digging in and identifying the core of the answer to why. And that's what gets the team excited, right? If you, everywhere we work, people say, well, you just can't get people to work around here, right? Well, people want to work. They want to be engaged in a part of something that they care about. So it's your job as the leader of this business to identify what that thing is. Right. What is it that your business does that gets people excited? That's what'll bring motivated, intelligent people that want to be part of your team.
Yeah, sure. And I suppose for a lot of farmers, you know, communication and managing staff and speaking openly doesn't come that naturally, does it, to us as an industry, I suppose. So it's but those things are all like common, like the same all over the world, aren't they? That's not about how to farm, that's about how to manage a business and how to communicate and motivate people. On the course, you said to me earlier that you usually have a couple of people from each business, or it tends to work better if you have a couple from the same business. Like, just talk us through that and why that's the case.
Yeah, it definitely does. So we really encourage people to come as a business leadership team. Right. So maybe that's you and your spouse. Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's two people from different generations that are coming together. What you find is when you're at the classroom. Now, first of all, make clear, when you and your spouse come together, we're going to intentionally split you up and have you set with two different groups, which is uncomfortable day one, but you get over it pretty quick. When you're coming as a leadership team during the day, we're going to be digging in on questions and working through these scenarios with example farms and ranches. In the evening time, you're going to want to debrief with that other person from your farm or ranch. And that's, if you come as an individual and you're, you know, opening up these questions in your business and you don't have anybody to process it with there, it's going to be really hard for you to move forward on it, right? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes what we have people do is they go home and they say, oh, to their spouse, oh, you got to go next year, right? Well, then the spouse comes next year. Well, you're kind of over it, right? You've moved on, yeah, to other things, right? Your mind's in a different place. So if you guys are both there together and ready to have those conversations and in an environment where you can have those and you're surrounded by other people, right, that are excited about this, that's really the time when the business can see some forward momentum, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really good to come as a business leadership team. You know, who are the two or three key decision makers that need to be there, right? And people always tell me, well, you don't understand, we're busy, we can't get away for, you know, whatever the time commitment is, and we say, well, you need to figure out a way to make the time, right? Because these are big decisions you're going to be making. And I mean, don't let a bunch of $10 an hour jobs at home keep you from making these decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. So once we've got the why in place, what's the rest of the course entail? It's a bit of it's a deep dive into the finances, isn't it, and the business sort of side of things. Just talk us through that a little bit.
Yeah. So with the course we're going to be doing in the UK, we're really going to dive into the economics, the finance, and the human side. Okay. Mm-hmm. So really those three elements. So economics and finance pieces, this is really kind of, I think, what we're probably best known for, is the way we break down a farmer ranch economically, and then the way we bring in the financial tools to help those decisions made. So you know, when you look at a farmer ranch economically, we need to break the thing apart into its individual units and figure out where costs are occurring, where is value being created, and really paint that picture from, okay, this piece of the business is working, this piece of the business is working, and this place, this piece over here is might not be, right? And so what we teach is what we call a gross margin analysis, where we look at the overheads of the business, put all those in one bucket. You know, what's the cost of keeping the doors open on the farmer ranch, the labor units, the land costs. We put all those in one bucket, and then we break the enterprises out and we say, how are each of these enterprises contributing to servicing those overheads? Okay, so we'll walk through how you break that down. We do it quite a bit different than a lot of other folks do it. We've got some kind of nuances to how we look at that. We think it really simplifies it and it gives you better answers. So the way we're going to break it down. Once we've got it broken down economically, now it's time to bring in the financial picture, right? And a lot of people don't understand the distinction between the two of those. There's economics and there's finance. Economics is really what's creating value and where are costs occurring, and finances is how does the cash flow, can we afford to do this, right? There's a lot of great ideas that economically work, but they're things you can't afford to do or you can't cash flow to do. So we break those two pieces apart, and then with the finance side, we give people really useful tools, you know, some key ratios for how do I analyze my business, where am I from a financial health standpoint, what does this mean, what can I do about it, and dive in pretty deep on those things and apply them. And, you know, I think one of the big differences is for how we teach it, we're very much nuts and bolts focused, right? It's not going to be this theory and this abstract stuff that some egghead in a university dreamed up, right? That nobody in the real world is going to use. It's nuts and bolts. It's useful stuff. We try to make it simple to run and give you really meaningful information from it. So we'll dive in on the economics and finance, and then we'll also look at the people side a lot too. And you know, things on the people side, it's you know, right, if we're working with people that we're related to, how do we make sure communication is occurring? How do we hold people accountable that are part of this business? You and I already spoke about the mission and vision piece of it, and we take an example farm and we develop a mission statement for that example farm and you know, show what does this mean, right? So we're not just going to give it lip service and say, well, you should go home and write a mission statement. No, we're going to take this place and we're going to say, okay, what are key things for these people? How do they identify what should be part of that mission for their business? And we'll do that for them. We talk quite a bit about succession on the farms or ranches, right? So what's some bloke from America going to have to say to a bunch of UK people about succession? Well, the principles are the same, right? The principles over here that we need to do succession are exactly the same as the principles you guys need for a succession. How do we develop competency in the incoming leadership for the business? How do we help the outgoing generation have security to step aside, right? Not just financial security, but security about, you know, that this place is not going to be run into the ground. Security around, you know, who we are as individuals. So when I step aside from this farm or ranch, I'm not giving up my identity, right? And I've got something to go to. So we dive into those succession pieces. And I think we've got a lot of really useful stuff on that to offer as well. So one of the things I want to drive home in our conversation here is the whole school is based upon a set of principles that have been developed over the 40 years, right? And the principles apply no matter where in the world we're talking, right? So it's not like I live in Wyoming. I run a grazing operation in Wyoming, right? The principles that I apply in my grazing operation in Wyoming are the exact same business principles that a farm on the south coast of Florida would need to apply, right? The principles don't change based on how much rainfall you get or where in the world you live, right? The principles are principles. What changes is the principles are applied, right? And the application of those. And we can talk all day about the technical nature of those, but that's not what I'm going to bring. I'm not going to bring the technical nature. I'm going to bring the principles, right? And then you guys know how those will work in your environment. So.
And that's exactly how Roots to Resilience is going to work. People will go away with a plan, won't they, from the end of this? Like, there'll be no go home and have a think about your motivations. Like, you will do that stuff in the workshop. You will go away like knowing what you're doing and why you're doing it and with a plan. And then the rest of the Roots of Resilience program is going to be based around providing the technical how to in, you know, a modular format throughout the rest of the year, because, you know, we run a lot of technical knowledge exchange, and we're always a little bit like, oh, is this what people actually want? Whereas when we've got a room full of 50 farmers that have all got really solid plans, we can really tailor that. So it'll be brilliant. Yeah, it'd be really good.
Excellent.
Perfect. As part of the UK course, I'll just mention this before we go on to the what next of the main course. People that come to the UK course will get access to four online check-in sessions with yourself, won't they, throughout 2024. We'll be doing those online with you.
Correct. Yep. We're gonna do some calls over Teams or Zoom or whatever tool we're gonna use. And because, I mean, we're gonna know each other pretty well after spending a few days together, right? So it'll be fun to check in with folks, and because, like you said, you're gonna leave this workshop with an action plan. Okay. So, and this plan's gonna be vetted. You're gonna have thought through it with other people, right? It's gonna be pretty well developed plan. And what that plan's gonna say is, okay, when I get home over the next 3 months, here are the three things that I'm going to do over those 3 months to move my business forward, right? So those check-in calls are going to be very much, okay, so what you left with this plan, give us the update, right? Yeah. So it's going to be an opportunity to hold each other accountable to make sure that we're doing those things that we said we'd do.
Yeah, that'll be really great. So what the guys that come to the courses and ladies that come to the courses with you, what's the next step for them? Just talk us through the executive link program and what you do there.
Sure. So when people leave the school, we've got a program we call RFP Online, which we're going to, your folks will have the opportunity to join that if they want. That's where a lot of the online support materials for implementation lie. And then after RFP Online, they have the opportunity to join what we call Executive Link. Executive Link is a peer advisory, is a structured peer advisory program. So when you join Executive Link, you're placed on a board of directors with, there are six businesses on a board, right? So you'd be one of those six. Those boards meet three times a year. Each of those meetings are about 2.5 days long. When you go to an EL meeting, you're spending 5/6 of your time as a strategic level advisor looking into somebody else's business. Mm-hmm. Right? So they're bringing putting their financials on the table. They're putting their economics on the table. They might be talking about relationship challenges in their business, right? How do we've got a new daughter-in-law that's part of the farm, right? How do we onboard her so that she's thriving in this thing, right? So they're talking at a very deep level about what's going on in their business. And every one of those meetings ends with an action plan. And every one of those meetings begins with last time we were together, this was your action plan. Give us the update. So it's about holding each other accountable for doing the things in our business. Those boards generally stay together for about 5 years.
Okay.
So we form those boards. We kind of cherry pick the people and, you know, we assign them to a board. We try to do our best putting them together with groups that are going to challenge them. And then when we put a board together, they tend to stay together for about 5 years. And oftentimes in that 5 years, they've made the changes why they came into EL, right? So they often join EL for, okay, we're going to take our business from here to there. And at the end of those 5 years, they've generally accomplished that.
Yeah. I mean, having that network is so important, isn't it? Having other farming businesses that will hold you accountable for what you said you're going to do. It must be so important, and to bounce ideas off each other. And must be really important. Because I can imagine as brilliant as coming away from the class is, you know, you come away with this plan. I imagine some people find it quite daunting because it'll be very much probably more clear than they've ever had it. But knowing the next steps is often a little bit daunting, isn't it?
That's right. And working in agriculture is very isolating. Right?
Yeah.
We're out there by ourselves a lot of the time. You know, we've got our neighbor, we've got our family, but it's not the same as having a group of people that are really challenging you and pushing you and holding you accountable.
Yeah. Well, lucky for our farmers, we are planning to create a North of England and a South of England discussion group following this workshop, because we thought exactly the same. Like, we can't just send these people on their merry way and not, A, we're too nosy for that. We want to know what's going on. But B, we thought they might appreciate the support from their peers. So that's really, really excellent. Exciting. Yeah, it'd be so excellent. Good to just see what people are up to and how they're going about it. So perfect. Okay, Dallas, is there anything else you want to tell us about this course before we see you in December?
I'd encourage people to go on our YouTube channel. If you go to ranchmanagement.com or just go on YouTube, type in Ranching for Profit, you'll get a lot of our taste of our material there. You'll get to watch videos of people that have been through the school, what they learned, what was important to them, some of the things they walked away with. So if you're wondering if this is going to be a good use of your time and resources, right, I'd encourage you to go on there and kind of do a deep dive, checking us out and seeing if we're for real or not. There's a lot of information to be had for free out there as well. So.
Perfect. Yeah. So the course is, there is a charge to come on the course, but it is heavily subsidized by your levy. So just if you Google AHDB Roots to Resilience, or we will put the link in the show notes, do have a look and get yourself booked on. We're all very, very excited about it. So thank you so much for your time, Dallas. We will, we look forward to seeing and working with you in December. We can't wait.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to learn all the funny words you guys use, and I'm going to start writing with a bunch more use in to spell stuff out.
You've already said bloke. I'm quite impressed with that. That's like, you're obviously sinking in already.
That was my time from Australia, so yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So thanks for listening, everybody, to that episode. I hope you very much enjoyed our interview with Dallas, and it gives you a really good indication of what the Ranching for Profit course is about and how that fits into the wider AHDB Beef and Lamb Roots Resilience program. Since recording this podcast, the live event in December has actually sold out, but you can still express an interest to be added to our waiting list. So if you do want to do that, go to our website and follow the link through to the Eventsbrite booking page. And there should be a little button there that says add your details to the waiting list, and places will be offered on a first come, first serve basis for this unique opportunity. So once you've added to the waiting list, you'll be offered a place directly from Eventbrite when one comes available. So if somebody cancels or something, you'll receive an email into your inbox and you'll have 24 hours to accept the place and make the payment. But don't forget that the ongoing programme of Roots Resilience is available to all levy payers, and it'll include future events throughout the whole of 2024. So make sure you follow our social media channels and that your preferences are up to date and you're subscribed to our emails and newsletters, etc. We hope to see you soon. Thank you.
If you have any comments about this podcast or have ideas for future episodes, please email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk.